Who are you?
My name is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm the king of the West Coast. If you don't know, you do now. Bow wow.
Snoop, you're here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we'd like to give you a little welcome to our house. Here you go, a little present for you.
Andy, man, good looking, man. That's cold, a Black Panther. That's what I am, a Black Panther. Can you believe it?
It's a little cat to go play with the dogs.
I could dig it, man. I got a cat at home named Frank Sinatra, a little white cat with blue eyes. He's gonna love this right here. Now you got a little black homeboy.
Snoop, you love Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Do you have a house here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
No, not yet, but I got a lot of friends out here that always make it feel like home out here. So I look at Vancouver as a home away from home. The people out here treat me with so much love and just a beautiful situation. I can breathe clearly over here, you dig?
I wish you could tell that to Steve Francis. He only thought the only good thing about Vancouver was cheap CDs. What's up with that, eh?
I mean, he didn't give it a chance, you know what I'm saying? So I came out here and gave it a chance when I shot my movie Bones. Followed up and shot a couple of videos out here, fell in love with the people, the community, just the whole vibe, you know what I'm saying? Only thing I got a problem with is customs, but now they're starting to treat me a little bit better.
Now, speaking of customs, you did this movie here, Snoop, with Tommy Chong.
Yeah, The Wash. Tommy Chong had a cameo in there where he actually sold me a few things. It was a pleasure to work with him because I grew up off watching Cheech and Chong. And
he lives in Vancouver, too.
That's a good thing. That's my main man. Tommy Chong, if you're watching this, what's up, homie?
Does Tommy still smoke?
I don't know. I can't say if he does or if he didn't. You know, you'd have to ask him that.
Snoop Dogg, the last time I was talking to you, you were really excited to see my Red Fox doll. You almost tried to buy it off me. In fact, you took my Whispers record. Now I think it's totally amazing. You have your own doll.
Yeah, that's real talk. It's called Lil Junior. That's the name of my doll. And you can go to vitaltoys.com if you'd like to see it before it comes out. It's actually a replica of Snoop Dogg. The way I'm standing right here is the way he's standing. He can move like me. He can do just about anything except talk, but he can do it all. His name is Lil Junior. Hit us up at vitaltoys.com if you want to check it out.
Now, Snoop Dogg, some other people have done some Snoop Dogging. Check this out. This is... I'll just get this to you. This is a Snoop Dogg marionette.
Oh, that's sharp. Ted, you see this?
This is a Snoop Dogg marionette. This is a Snoop Dogg marionette made by some dudes from the BBC in Scotland.
That's dope right there. Can I get one of them? I need to take one of them home, man. That's slick.
Yeah, we'll give you a copy to Mag there.
That's dope. I like that.
Now, I was curious there, Snoop. You're here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You know, we're talking here a bit about dolls and puppets and stuff. You are here for the Muppet Christmas.
Yeah, very special Muppet Christmas. That's what I was out here to do today, to shoot that. I was, you know, very excited about the opportunity to do it. You know, because I grew up loving the Muppets. I got three kids at home that still love the Muppets like I do. And it's a good thing that I could come out here and interact with a program that's so, you know, targeted towards the kids. You know what I mean? I love y'all.
Snoop, you're so versatile. You can do porno and you can do the Muppets. That's incredible, Snoop.
That's what I say. My fan base is from 5 to about 65. It's a real thing.
Snoop, what's the best Muppet to work with? Who's the nicest Muppet to work with?
Either Miss Piggy or Kermit, one of the two. But I had fun with all of them today. Janice, Ralph, Teef. I mean, I had a great time, man. I can't even lie to you. They really turned me on today, man. I really fell in love with the Muppets all over again.
Are you going to be able to rap with the Count at all?
You never know. He's cold. The Count is real cold. He's real pimpish, you know what I'm saying, with his collar up, popping that collar one time, Jack.
Now, going back for the history of the Muppets, there is Roosevelt Franklin. Do you remember Roosevelt Franklin?
I remember Roosevelt. He wasn't on the set today, but I sure remember him.
Yeah, are there any black Muppets on the set?
Well, I think I was the only black Muppet on the set, you know what I'm saying? I put the flavor in the game today. So, I mean, you know, it's a good thing. The Muppets is green, orange, purple, brown. You know, they got a whole bunch of colors. They just a special situation that's still alive. Jim Henson, you was a genius for creating that.
You were Snoop Dogg in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Do you remember Roscoe Orman? He played Gordon on Sesame Street.
Yeah, he was sharp. He was real slick. I remember that. I remember Big Bird, the Cookie Monster. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with all of that.
Because he also did the movie Willie Dynamite. So he was a player and on Sesame Street, the Muppets, just like you there, Snoop.
Willie Dynamite. That's strange you said that. One of my artists, Superfly, his album is called Willie Dynamite. I mean, we love Willie Dynamite. That was a hell of a pimp movie. Goes down in history. Roscoe was sharp on Sesame Street. And for him to make that move to do that just shows that you can do what you want to do if you wide range like that.
Now, I got to ask you, Snoop Dogg, what did the Muppets think about Endo?
We didn't talk about Endo. But, I mean, we shot it in Vancouver, B.C., so I'm pretty sure they're aware.
I mean, you look at Kermit. He's pretty green, and you got a new green car. So I think Kermit is down with it there, Snoop Doggy Dog?
You never know. You have to ask him. Snoop Doggy Dog, Kermit the Frog. Bow wow.
Snoop Doggy Dog, is this the ultimate way to get high? What can you tell the people about this right here?
This is, it looks like a vaporizer, but it might be the talk box that Roger Troutman used to use. But at the same time, Animal from, The Muppets, he has one in his mouth on the set today, getting his thing on with it. So it might be, you never know.
That's what it is. It's a talk box. Snoop.
Keep putting shit in my hands.
Snoop, what's the important... Sorry, what's the important... What's the importance here, Snoop, of the band Zap and Roger Troutman?
Well, the importance of Zap and Roger Troutman was they were a part of this funk movement, you know, extended and put in the game by Bootsy Collins and George Clinton, you know, coming from the product of James Brown, the king of funk, the godfather of funk, godfather of soul. So, I mean, Zap was another branch to the funk tree, just like I'm funk. You know what I'm saying? I am a branch of the funk tree. It was a part of the game that needs to be spread out, and it spread out and, you know, bred people like myself. Good thing. Roger Troutman, rest in peace.
Snoop Doggy Dog, I think it's great that you can work with the old school rockers right here. You working here with Bootsy Collins, Snoop Doggy Dog, that is amazing, and Fred Wesley.
Bootzilla, Baba. I mean, I'm a part of the funk train. You dig what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm before my time, man, in a real way. I think I'm a throwback. I go back with all of the old school action. I can make things for the new school people as well. But, you know, being able to work with Bootsy, Fred Wesley, George Clinton, and all those great artists from back in yesteryear, it's a beautiful situation. I'm glad that they accept me for who I am and let me continue to drive the mothership connection to the funk millennium, baby.
Now, winding up here, Snoop Doggy Dog, do you think you ever will make a comedy record, maybe like Richard Pryor?
Super Nigga! You know what? I got a character I'm making called Super Nigga. I need to get this album, thanks.
No, not again, Snoop. You're stealing my stuff.
I ain't stealing it. I'm taking it.
No. You just realized that there was a record in there. Actually, Snoop, Blowfly. What can you tell the people about Blowfly? DJ Quick is down with Blowfly.
Me too. Rap Dirty, Blowfly's Convoy, Electronic Pussy, what else is on here? Sesame Street, Batman Sign, One Less Dick, Tom Jones Show. Blowfly is a legend, man. He was one of him and Rudy Ray Moore. Well, they had records back in the days. They used to be at my house, and they used to be up under the Capone set. And my moms would leave, I'd slap them on, listen to what they say, and just have a ball listening to them, man. This is another record I'm taking from you.
Actually, there's no album in that one. You'll just...
I just need the cover.
Baboom, because you were Snoop Doggy Dog. Now, Snoop Doggy Dog, lastly here, I want to talk about your brand new record, Welcome to the House. Now, tell us about the Girls Gone Wild section of the CD.
The Girls Gone Wild section of the CD, that's something that I did with Joe Francis, the creative Girls Gone Wild. And it just puts the freakness in your weakness, you know what I'm talking about? It's a good thing that we can mix both of them up and make it happen like that. So y'all go get it, Girls Gone Wild Doggy Style, when it hits your store real soon.
Have you ever heard of the movie Meet the Feebles at all?
Yeah, you know what? I seen that movie late night one night. I heard that the guy who directed Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I heard he did it. And when I seen it, I had told one of my artists, I was like, man, Cocaine, you need to see this movie. This shit is so off the hook with these Muppet-like characters, and they were shooting and having sex and just being so real. It was like a crazy movie to me. I actually bought the movie, and I watched it, and I feel like that's a classic movie that people really need to know about.
It's like the X-rated version of the Muppets, isn't it?
The shit is hot.
And you are kind of like the ghetto Steven Spielberg, aren't you there, Snoop?
No, I'm the ghetto Martin Scorsese.
Did you win some awards for your porno?
Yeah, I won two awards, two AVN awards. I won the top seller adult video of 2001, and then I won the best music in an adult video.
Snoop Doggy Dog, what about your theme park? Is there going to be a theme park, a Snoop Doggy Dog theme park?
Yes, I'm trying to create a park right now called Doggyland, where we have a lot of rides and fun-filled things for the kids as well as the adults. Just trying to get it together and find the right location, so be on the lookout for it.
Snoop Doggy Dog, here we are at the end of the interview, and you're walking away with my stuff again.
I mean, it's like taking candy from a baby. You're such a nice guy.
Remember last time you took my Whispers record? Remember the Red Fox doll?
Yeah, that shit was dope. I had a great time taking it from you, too. I never stole something so easy before.
Well, I didn't give you the Red Fox doll last time. You took the Whispers record. Whatever happened to that?
It's at my house getting spent right now. I love the Whispers. I grew up on them. You know how it is. When you see something you grew up on and you ain't seen it in a long time, you just got to have it. I got to have this.
And now you're taking my Blowfly and Richard Pryor record.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Super Nigga and Blowfly.
Stealing stuff from Nardware to Human Serviette.
I got to do it.
Well, thanks so much, Snoop Doggy Dog. Really appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add to the people out there at all?
thank y'all for supporting me for so many years. You know what I'm saying? It's true, you can do what you want to do if you keep God first and just believe in yourself. I'm a proven example of that. I'm going to continue to make good music for those who love and support me. Y'all keep doing what y'all do while I do what I do. LBC, y'all, love you. Church.
Snoop Doggy Dogg, thanks so much. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot. I'm gone.